Johnny Acid.
That's Captain Acid to you.
Well, I remember the last show, it was Fifi Acid. Johnny, honestly, I never even knew the name Fifi. That was just sick. All right. Hey, Johnny, road rage.
If any of the truckers out there know what a Fifi is, that probably means that they were...
in jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't, I'm glad I didn't know what a Fifi was. All right. So, Johnny, road rage.
Road rage.
Have you ever been part of road rage?
Uh-uh. I'm the calmest driver on the road. Are you kidding me?
Victim or aggressor? Neither? Johnny, never. You've never had anybody cut you off, get mad at you. Listen, even slow drivers.
Just you.
Johnny, can I tell you something truthfully? Even a person that drives slow,
right,
they also can be a real jackass. I'm going to tell you how. You get somebody that's slow driving in the passing lane on purpose, and everybody has to go around them, you can end up with road rage being shoved right up your butt. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're right. You know, some of those drivers, too, they drive really slow, and then you try to pass them, and then they get in front of you because they're just being a jackass.
Well, no. Well, there's some people
like
that just...
a passive-aggressive driver.
Well, in Florida, you got drivers that are just literally going down the road...
with their blinker on.
No, not with their blinker on. They're just going down the passing lane, and they're doing about 3 miles an hour under the speed limit. And everybody's trying to get around them. And I'm telling you, you'll see people that will cut through. You know how they call it threading the needle? You'll see people cutting as hard as they can to get close to them and then brake checking that person. So you're telling me, because you are a slow driver, Johnny Acid. I've seen you drive.
Yeah, I am slow.
Right.
I'm very slow.
You've never had anybody get mad because you're going too slow? Come on, be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, well, road rage you? Did they brake check you? Did they give you the finger? Did you get the finger?
I've gotten the finger a few times,
That's a form, Johnny, that's a form of road rage. It really is. I mean, and most road rages end there.
I've been abused then on the road.
You've been
if you think about it.
You've been you're an abused driver.
You're right though. Down here in Florida, you got the slow drivers. They're really old. They can barely see over the steering wheel.
Well, you got to remember, we call them the blue heads.
Yeah, and they have the blinker on for the blinker on for 5 miles. Are you turning or not?
Yeah. Should we tell everybody what a blue head is?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's when you're so old that you don't dye your hair right. Instead of white, it turns blue. Yeah, you ever see them? So people call them the blue heads.
My wife's a hairdresser. She does blue all the time. Blue heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
do you ever get behind the old driver that it's taken like 20 minutes just to turn the wheel? Like, okay, I'm turning right, and they have to slow down for like a quarter of a mile, and then it's taking them forever to turn.
Yeah, and look, and I really...
I hate that.
I have, and I'll tell you what.
I hate that.
At one time, I was a pretty angry driver. Now, I will tell you that as far as road rage itself, have I been involved in road rage? I have. I've been.
I've seen it.
Shut up. You've never
seen it. Oh, I have seen it.
When did you see it? I want to know for real. In a tractor trailer?
No, I've definitely seen it in a four-wheeler. You really want me to go there?
I mean, yeah, why not? I mean, have I cut somebody off or did they cut me off?
No. Don't you remember that old lady in the parking lot?
No.
I don't know what she did, man, but whatever it was, I think she pissed you off a little bit because maybe it was an old man. I don't remember. But anyway, you got out and started screaming. You followed someone once.
Get out of here,
down a back dirt road or something. The two of you got out and started screaming at each other.
Yeah, I mean, that was when I was younger, though, Johnny Acid. Honestly, it's just, and to be honest with you.
You opened this can of worms.
Yeah, I mean, I did. I mean, I'm not an advocate for people that get mad. In fact, you know, the one thing that I've learned lately is everybody carries a gun.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you really are not. You're better off not being the tough guy because the tough guy is getting shot these days, Johnny Acid.
Well, that's why I stayed in the car when you jumped out on that back road with that guy and you're screaming back and forth.
I mean, that must have been a while ago. But no,
I was ducking down.
Let's talk about trucking and road rage, Johnny Acid, for a second. I mean... everybody's probably going, boy, that's really...
You mean trucker to trucker or trucker to four-wheeler?
Well,
Johnny, both?
Well, we can talk about trucker to trucker. There's videos out there that show, you know, a trucker. And I'm going to tell you something. I just seen a video not long ago. Two trucks were going up the road, couldn't pass each other, couldn't get by, and they were at it for a while. And I've been in that situation where you're behind, like, two big, giant companies that are at 62, 64 mile an hour. And... one might have a little bit faster speed than the other, but what happens is usually that guy, when he catches the hill, he slows down, and then the other guy catches up. I've been behind somebody for 5-10 miles.
Does that piss you off?
Well, I see on this video I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Another trucker gets behind them, and he passed them on the berm.
Oh.
Yeah, on the right side.
Really?
And he didn't get hurt. He didn't wreck. He got around him. But
swift.
The worst part is it was very unsafe. But I'm going to tell you something. Most likely, if they sent that video to his boss, he probably got fired. You know, you just don't pass people on the berm of the road like that. And, you know, first off, road rage really basically happens 99% of the times because of no patience.
It's dangerous enough out there without that.
It really is, Johnny Acid. No patience will get you into a road rage. And if you're in a, I'm going to tell you drivers this. This is just a fact. Okay. And this is more of a serious show. Some of our shows aren't that serious, especially when Johnny's on. We're not that serious. And Johnny may crack a joke even on this show. I don't know.
Absolutely.
You know that I'm the serious guy, and I'm going to be serious this show too. And I'm going to tell you this, truthfully, road rage will get you shot. It'll get you in a body bag to where you don't get to see the family. And even if it's not your fault, see, that's what a lot of people don't realize. The guy that you cut off could be the guy that just caught his wife cheating. Could be the guy that just got fired. Could be the guy that just lost his kid. Could be the guy that, he could be the guy that's in the worst mood in the world. It could be like a guy that's on his way to do a shooting spree somewhere. You just don't know who the guy is that you cut off. Shit, you don't even know who the woman is. There's a video I seen not too long ago, Johnny Acid, where a guy and a girl cut the wrong lady off. And this lady literally started running them off the road. And
really?
Yeah, but you know why they say in
was
a car.
Was it Ruth Ann?
No, it wasn't Ruth Ann. No, but what happens is you're surrounded by metal and that becomes a weapon. You all automatically think that you're invincible because you have this big weapon that you're commanding. And that could be a downfall also. Johnny Acid.
Yeah, I think it's really funny when the four-wheelers get pissed off and they think, I'm going to show this trucker. He's not going to – he pissed me off. I'm going to teach him a lesson.
Yeah, and Johnny,
in the 70s, did you ever see that picture of the mouse standing on the rock with the eagle coming down? And he's flipping the eagle off.
Yeah,
like he's about to get completely decimated.
Exactly.
That's the four wheeler pissing the trucker off.
Exactly. Don't flip the eagle off. And here's really what it comes down to, and road rage against the trucker. You know, if we're giving out, we're always giving out advice here, but road rage against the trucker, you cannot win. I'm not saying that you're always going to die, but you slam the brakes on in front of a trucker and brake check him and he doesn't stop, he's coming over you. And if you don't die, do you know what kind of nightmare it's going to be like being crushed inside of a vehicle to where you can't even move your arms, you can't breathe, and if that car catches on fire, that being burnt alive is going to be the worst thing that you probably ever felt and will be the last thing you feel, Johnny Acid.
That's right. And, you know, there's videos out there of people doing that with kids in the car.
Yeah. I'm going to give you my advice, honestly. Okay? And this is just humanly advice. If you get up every morning and you clear your mind, okay, I like to pray. Some people don't pray. That's up to them. You get up, clear your mind, and prepare to be good. It might sound like a really weird statement, but just about every day, you got to get up and prepare to be good.
Especially when you're a trucker.
Listen, if you get up in a bad mood, right, you can end up in all kind of incidences on the road, especially like you said, you do this for a living. So advice is, when you get up, meditation's great, stretching's great, get your mind clear. And here's the other thing, Johnny Acid, time management. If you leave late, you're going to be in a hurry. You want to know who's famous for leaving late?
Swift?
My wife.
Oh.
My wife is late for, I love her, wouldn't trade her, but I'm going to tell you, honestly and truly, she's very famous for being a minute late or just barely getting there.
So now you got to rush.
Well, if I'm driving, I'm flying. She knows I'll get her there, Lord willing. And bottom line with it is, leave on time. Time management will keep your morale up, and therefore, if you got some jack. And here's the other thing, Johnny. Okay, you leave on time, you're not having to fly through traffic. Therefore, you're not the aggressor. But let's say you also leave on time, and you're in a good mood, and all of a sudden, you look in your mirror, and you see a real asshole cutting people off, flying, or maybe somebody on the CB says, we got ourselves a real asshole coming flying around, everybody, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. Some truckers will take it upon themselves to slow that guy down, to cut that guy off, to cut out in front of him at the last second to where the guy has to lock up his brakes just to slow him down on purpose. You're asking for a guy to shoot you. If he's a bad guy, you just asked for it. I tell people this all the time. don't draw the fight to you. If that guy's driving aggressive because he's just lost a child, just got found out his wife is cheating on him, just got fired, he's in a really, really bad mood. You know what you're doing in a sense, Johnny? You're drawing the fight to you. Because, oh, here comes a real asshole. I'm just going to get out and I'm going to show him he needs to slow down because he shouldn't be driving out here on the road like that. I'll take care of it, boys. You cut out, and next thing you know, now you got a fireball on your hands that you didn't even know existed. I'm telling you, that's bad timing, and that happens to people every day, Johnny Acid. Go ahead.
That's true. And for all you young truckers out there, listen.
How young?
Well, you know, the ones right out of school. Here's the deal. You're going to drive in the snow. You're going to drive all 48 states. If you can't deal with assholes on the road, you don't belong behind the wheel of a tractor trailer, number one. Now, if you want to stay away from the assholes out there, just don't drive in New York or New Jersey.
Yeah, that's good advice. And stay out of Florida because the New York and New Jersey guys are down here too.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And Massachusetts.
Right.
Michigan. I'm telling you, Florida is a melting pot. That's the one thing about driving. I'll tell you something. You know, let's talk about this for a second. You know, we talk about aggressive and different types of drivers. When I was a truck driver, and I bet a lot of drivers can tell you this, you already know when you've been doing this long enough, when you get to certain states, you already know how they drive there. I'm not kidding you. Totally different. Most states, they drive totally different. You want to know one of the politest states where drivers will get out of the passing lane when you're coming up behind them for you? Do you want to know where it's at, Johnny Acid?
Alaska.
I mean, I don't remember. I was in Alaska. I don't remember. Pennsylvania. Where you're from, buddy?
The Northeast?
Yes, sir. I didn't say the Northeast. I said Pennsylvania, which is in the Northeast. But like New Jersey, they'll never get out of your way. New York, just get out of their way. But Pennsylvania, a lot of those guys and gals, you know, the county I'm from, they see you come and they get over. Florida, these guys every time will just get in your way. Yeah, the Northwest up in Washington, they seem like pretty decent people. When
really?
I was up, I thought so. I mean, not everybody, but... Every state is different. You go into Ohio. I've never seen a state in my life where people come off the off-ramp at 100 miles an hour. And no matter what, man, really? They ain't slowing down. You might as well get over because they are gassing on it. Florida, to me, is one of the worst states. Ocala, you want to get into aggressive drivers or road rage? Drive into Ocala. You don't have to go to Miami or Tampa or Jacksonville. Go to Ocala. Johnny Acid, you've been there.
Yeah.
There's an accident every day there somewhere in Ocala. It's crazy. Lots of lanes. It's almost like a big
lot of accidents in Florida, period.
Well, and again, I'm going to go back to that. Florida is a melting point, a melting pot for you got your Massachusetts drivers down here. You got your Ohio drivers down here. A lot of Virginia people, Pennsylvania people, New Jersey, tons of New Yorkers, Boston. I mean, it's just so many, or Mass rather, so many different states, which brings so many different types of drivers. I'm not kidding you, because in different areas, people have the same habits, Johnny Acid. And Florida, we got it all. It's kind of nutty down. In fact, you know the rule of thumb in Florida, if you guys are coming down here, when the light turns green, guess what? Wait 2 or 3 seconds. Turn that buzzer off, Johnny.
Got it.
When the light turns green, if you're at a red light, guess what? Do yourself a favor and wait about 3 to 5 seconds. You will not believe how many times somebody comes barreling through that light. Johnny Acid, you've been in Florida now how many years?
10. Yeah, you're right.
Right. And
you know what else happens
it's
a lot down here?
It's easy to get involved in road rage here in Florida. Go ahead, Johnny.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I think there's probably some states where it's a lot worse, where people are trying to blow by you in your blind spot on the right when you're trying to make a right-hand turn. And I've seen it, and there's other places where it's not so bad, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Florida's a different animal when you get down here. It really is. Well, and again, I'm not putting down elderly people, because Lord willing, we're all going to be up to that age where we're all worried if our kids are going to take our license away from us. But they get like that down here, a lot of retirees. And I'm telling you,
that's why they call it God's waiting room down here.
Well, it's what it really is. And I didn't know they called it that, Johnny, but one of the things that is so true down here, motorcycle drivers are like deer, man. Somebody's getting killed on a motorcycle in Florida. If you look at the stats, Florida has more. Now, granted, Florida has more riding months because of the warm weather, but Florida has more people killed in the riding months than just about anybody. Texas and California also. And it really has a lot to do with the elderly that can't see as good. It's the truth. It really is. We got a lot of 90-year-old plus drivers down here.
That's why there's a lot of road rage down here.
Yeah, and you know, I've been cut off by people already, and I'm thinking, I'm going to punch this guy in the face, and I get up beside him, it's like a 105-year-old lady. I'm going, damn it, she's too cute. I can't yell at an old lady. And I just go down the road going, oh, dang it. You know, because you're not.
Yeah, the funny thing is, if you did drag her out of the car, she'd probably kick your ass anyway.
And that would be embarrassing, Johnny. It would be. You pull a little old lady out of her car, and she blows your kneecaps off or something. I mean,
she owns you on the road.
Yeah, and then you'd be like this big meme. You know, they'd make all kind of stupid memes about you, Johnny Acid. They would like superimpose some old lady on your chest, bashing your face in.
If that ever happens, I hope I have it on video. We'll put it on the show.
Now, here's some advice for truck drivers. Road rage. You guys, I've got videos of some of you guys giving the finger, cutting people off, swerving at people, texting and driving. Johnny Acid, I'll say this like I said it before. If I was your safety director, every morning I would remind you guys that somebody's out to make a viral video out of a trucker being stupid. It's truth. You guys should always know when you're texting, when you're cutting somebody off, if you're driving aggressively, somebody is always wanting to put you on YouTube and make you look stupid. And I'm telling you, keep that in mind the next time you get up and you start driving and you're late and you got to start getting crazy. Trust me, somebody's going to put you on YouTube.
You could lose your job. You got the dash cam, all that stuff.
And that's the worst side of it. You know, you can lose your job. You can kill somebody, get hurt, whatever the case is. That part you guys already know. But really, the bottom line is what a lot of people don't realize, Johnny, the eye in the sky. The camera is everywhere, dang it. Now they have cameras that attach to your glasses. I just seen one the other day on Facebook. I'm going to order it. I saved it. It's about that long. You clip it on the side of your sunglasses. It's almost like a GoPro for sunglasses. You can't even see somebody has one on. So you could be walking around acting like a numbskull, and somebody just goes click, and they start filming you being stupid. And next thing you know, you're a YouTube star. Nobody wants to be a YouTube star that way. Johnny Acid.
Yeah. So are we wrapping up here? Because I have a takeaway.
You got to take, look, Johnny Acid, you know what, let's wrap this up. We just want to talk a little bit about road rage. You know, the winter's coming and tension gets a little high. People get a little nervous. People are rushing around. And Christmas season, Johnny Acid, you know how Christmas season can be. People are killing each other to get to the shinies, to the presents, and all their good stuff. Road rage, four-wheelers. And keep this in mind, drivers. Sometimes you want to just knock a four-wheeler off the road. It could be your actual kid in that car. You don't even know it. I'm not kidding you. Now, if you're 20 states away, you probably know it's not your kid in the car. But it could also be your boss's kid. Or somebody that's coming through there. You just don't know who you're cutting off or who you're going about to hurt in a car. That's my final. I'll have something else in a second. Johnny, you got words of wisdom or just a takeaway?
Yeah, both actually.
Wow.
Kind of goes back to what you said earlier. You get up in the morning, you pray, you relax, find something, do yoga. I mean, you can't take drugs. I mean, Xanax would definitely calm you down, but I'm pretty sure you can't do that. I think the DOT might have a problem with that. So let's cut that out of the equation. But let's just say you're too wound up. Let it build. Wait until you get home and beat the hell out of the wife. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
No, don't beat the wife. Beat the kids.
Johnny, you went over the line.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No, don't beat the kids.
Or just, you know what? Bring a Fifi with you. That's another way to get rid of some stress.
All right, Johnny's rattling. We don't even know what he's talking about. Guys,
that's the takeaway.
We're going to wrap this thing up, okay?
No road rage.
Yeah, no road rage. Just get up and plan to do good. That's really my advice for this segment. Get up and think about your day, plan to do good, and go for it.
If you have a dog and it craps on the floor, that's what dogs do. If you're out on the road and you're a trucker and someone's being an asshole, that's just part of life. That's part of trucking. So if you're going to be a trucker, just get used to it.
Yeah, there you go. And if you're getting your CDL, play this podcast over and over. And remember, it's going to happen. Someone's going to tick you off. And what makes you? Do you want to know something? What defines you, Johnny Acid? How you deal with things like that. It really does.
I'm going to give you guys some practice. I'll see you out on the road, and I can guarantee you I'm going to blow by you on the right. And then,
Johnny, I like that.
Then I'm going to jam my brakes on. It's a little practice for you.
We can even... Johnny, I wonder if we could even get paid doing that road rage tester. and we'll have like a big picture of Johnny Acid on the side of the car, and you'll purposely cut the truckers off.
No, you'll be
doing
it.
You can brake check them.
No, you drive.
And give them the finger.
I'll film.
And you truckers, when Johnny Acid does this, you have to keep your calm.
Yeah, there you go.
That, Johnny, you like that?
I like that. Yeah.
I like that.
It's like a training session.
I want you to really brake check them hard.
I'm gonna do it when there's students behind the wheel.
Oh, wow. That's
the best way to learn.
You are like the trucker trainer.
Oh, yeah.
You're like the road rage trainer.
That's going to be me. Yeah, I'm going to put them through the mill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're going to lose people on this episode.
Probably.
Whatever. All right. Hey, we're out. Peace.
Peace.